getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, it happens every week almost like magic. Another Oompa Hour program comes around just like that. You don't have to do anything, it just shows up. That's an amazing thing, I'm telling you. Here we are, it's another Tim's Oompa Hour, another hour of great old-time music for you. Glad you're along with us for another ride, another spin around the old record players here as we dig out some great vintage old-time polka records on the show like we do every week. So let's get things rolling. I've got the Ample Airs Orchestra to start us off. If you know somebody named Lucy, this is Lucy's Polka. The Ample Airs there. That's Lucy's Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Bunch of records to play. How's your week been? How's your last week since we've been together here? Been a hot week here in northern Minnesota. A lot of showers and thunderstorms mixed in there. Had some tornadoes, in fact, down about, 100 miles. That'd be southwest of us, I guess. That was a lot more exciting for those folks, but we all watched it on the internet going, holy crap, look at the tornadoes. So that was exciting. I don't think there were anyone injured or not, but it does make for exciting news. Gives you something to talk about over coffee, I'll tell you that. But hot! I was up here working in the studio earlier in the week. It was like 95 degrees in here. Not as bad today. It's down to 90. So we're dancing around like maniacs while we're spinning the polka records. Let's think cool, shall we? How about a song with a cooler title? Like the Alpine Polka. Sure, let's think about skiing. In fact, it was from an album about skiing, actually. I just had the 45, though. Don't have the album here. It's the George Stegahar Orchestra. Here's the Alpine Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. George Tegihar's orchestra there. The Alpine Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Now, I don't know about you, but in my mind, while I was listening to that song, I did not envision people skiing. My brain did not see anybody going down the side of an Alp on a pair of downhill skis as I fired up my theater of the mind during that record. No, you know what I saw when I listened to that record? What I saw in my mind? A guy playing an accordion. Something must be defective in there. Oh, let's do one from Cousin Fuzzy and his cousin, shall we? On Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I just like to say Sheboygan. Of course, Cousin Fuzzy was from Green Bay. In fact, had a TV show on Green Bay TV. I'll never remember the call letters, but back in the 50s anyway. Pretty good stuff. Anyway, we don't play a Schottische very often. And why not play a Cousin Fuzzy Schottische, shall we? This is the Twilight Schottische here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Surprise ending there, catching the disc jockey off guard. Those troublemakers. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, and the Twilight Schottische here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week here on the old show. Let me get this record put away here. That record was in the wrong kind of sleeve. We got to keep things organized around here. All heck will break loose. There's the John Jeske Orchestra going to a polka dance. The John Jeske Band, they're going to a polka dance here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. In fact, the wife and I are going to a polka dance next week. Molly B and Squeezebox are actually performing up here in northern Minnesota next week. And my wife and I are going to an outdoor concert. They have social distancing and all that stuff in place. And man, it's like one of the few live shows that's even happening in the last year, it seems like. I know for sure that Molly B and the band have had to cancel a lot of live gigs, but this one we're able to pull it off just because it's outside and it's kind of under control. It's in a pavilion and they can kind of spread people out. So I think it's going to work out good. I'll have to report to you and let you know how it turns out. Depending on the timing of the show next week, we'll see. But looking forward to that anyway. So there is some stuff happening. Again, I reminded you, I think last week, you have some favorite current polka artist. You might want to type them into your YouTube or Facebook or whatever. A lot of them are doing some live things on the internet. I know it's not the same as being able to go to a show or a dance, but hey, they're doing a lot of good entertainment out there via the internet and various technological ways, so you could still enjoy some music and heck, dance in the living room or whatever, you know. Don't play the Langner Sisters very often, and I think that's because I have like one album and one 45 in the whole collection here, which is not hardly enough. So here are the Langner Sisters, and If You Leave Me Now.
I left you, I was all so sad and lonely, and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Thank you.
There you go, the Langner Sisters, and I believe I failed to mention, along with Eddie Blazancik's Versatones. I don't think I said that on the intro side of that record, but you probably could tell that instantaneously. You're like, hey, that's Eddie Blazancik's Versatones. Because, I mean, distinctive sound, you'd know. Boom, just like that. Right, right. Let's see, what do we have over here on turntable number one? It looks like the German-Americans. That's who's lurking over here. And the Golden Stairs Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The Golden Stairs Polka, the German-Americans, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us again. Have not mentioned the World of Accordions Museum yet, and look at that. We're like a third of the way through the show already, and I like to always try to remember them in the first little part here, because otherwise I forget. I guess you could see that coming, huh? Check them out, though, online, worldofaccordions.org. Have a look at the outfit, huh? Quite an impressive spread they got there. 1,400 accordions or so kind of all jammed in there. Nicely displayed. They're not jammed in there, but that I'm being casual about it. But it's really quite an incredible sight, let me tell you. And they have activities, concerts, all sorts of things going on. Gift shop. They've got the accordion technician and repair school. And you can find out more about it online. They're right there in Superior, Wisconsin, right on the shores of Lake Superior. Look them up there, worldofaccordions.org. All the information you need to know if you're thinking about paying them a visit, or maybe you want to put a tour together. You got a bunch of people traveling, and you're looking for an interesting spot where, you know, because you put a lot of people put together like bus tours, and they'll do like Lake Superior, that kind of thing. You might want to add it to the lineup. Worldofaccordions.org is where all the information is hiding, all right? Now, it's not like we've never heard this song before. I can't even talk. Art Walunas and the orchestra. That's no beer in heaven, you know.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In him, Himmel gives kind beer. From drinking, we're us here. Dancing, we're nicknamed.
There's Art Walunas at his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, hanging out for another week, spinning the records here and trying to keep straight what I'm doing. I'm not doing too bad, I think. Big stack of records, though. I think I got enough here for next week, too. Ooh, look, there's another one. Better get that one out, too. In the meantime, it's Eddie Blazancic. That would be wrong. It's Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals. This is called Pretty Sue.
Pretty Sue, peek-a-boo, I see you hiding there. Peek-a-boo, pretty Sue, I find you anywhere. With the pigtails and ribbons, your pin-up for press, you look as sweet as can be. If a boy ever tells you he loves you the best, be sure that boy will be me. Peek-a-boo, Pretty Sue, darling, don't try to hide. Pretty Sue, I love you, someday you'll be my bride. Pretty Sue, peek-a-boo, I see you hiding there. Peek-a-boo, Pretty Sue, I find you anywhere. With the pigtails and ribbons, your pin-up for press, you look as sweet as can be. If a boy ever tells you he loves you the best, be sure that boy will be me. Peek-a-boo, high. Pretty soon I love you. Someday you'll be my bride.
There you go, the music of Eddie Blotnick there. And his Polka Pals, and Pretty Sue, I Love You. It just seems like such an obvious rhyme, doesn't it? Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. We're rolling out the records once again here, spinning all the old classic 45s from the golden age of old-time music. Really, well, you got to go back to 78s for some of it. But hey, we're having a good time anyway. Glad you're with us for another week. Let's do the Starlights, shall we? Here's the Iron Foundry Polka.
W kraju, a ja w Ameryce. Moja żonka w kraju, a ja w Ameryce. Ja ciężko pracuję, ja ciężko pracuję, ja ciężko pracuję w żelaznej fabryce. Ja ciężko pracuję, ja ciężko pracuję, ja ciężko pracuję w Ukraina fabryce. Kochaj, że innego ja ci nie zabraniam. Kochaj, że innego ja ci nie zabraniam. A ja z Ameryki, a ja z Ameryki, a ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. A ja z Ameryki, a ja z Ameryki, a ja z Ameryki do ciebie nie wracam. Do tańca, hej!
You have the Starlights there and the Iron Foundry Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us here for another week. I want to mention here a little bit ago, I slipped in that Eddie Blotnick record, which was a waltz, and I did not properly introduce that record as a waltz, and I feel like I let that kind of sneak up on you. So the dancers didn't have a chance to be ready for that. So just hang on. We'll get another waltz going here in a little bit, okay? And I'll let you know ahead of time so you're ready for it in case you'd like to dance. Now, before I tell you about another waltz, though, I have a record up next that has more energy than any record I think could possibly have. It's hard to believe that a simple 45 RPM record, that a simple thin little sheet of vinyl could hold this much energy in it. And this is an oldie oldie, too, I'm telling you. This is the Polka Hit Parade. It's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. And I'd like to note that on the label it says there's community singing involved. So be sure to sing along, all right?
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok. daj góralny, a trzeci się śmiał. Ręka skoczył do dziewczyny, cały sam dostał. Hej, górale, dobrze jest wam. Macie na te piąte kusy, ja dziewczyny mam. Hej, górale, dobrze jest wam. Macie na te piąte kusy, ja dziewczyny mam.
Singing, because it said community singing right there on the record, so I hope you're doing your part. Polka Hit Parade is what that one was called. That's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, I told you we'd get another waltz in here, and I wouldn't let it sneak up on you. So consider yourself warned. Dancers, if you're ready, here are the Chesney Brothers and the At the Ball Waltz. There you go. One for the waltzers that didn't sneak up on you there. The Chesney Brothers, the At the Ball Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, this next record, every time I look at it and I see the name of the band, I go, oh, the Dynastics. And you know that's not right. It's the Dynastics. But it looks like the Dynastics when you see it written down, doesn't it? I don't know. You can't see it written down, so it doesn't really matter. One way or the other, here they are with the Shoeshine Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. The what the heck was that? Oh, the Dynastics. The Shoeshine Polka. You know what happened? I saw Shoeshine, and my brain kind of burped. Do you remember the cartoon Underdog? Remember Sweet Polly Purebred and Underdog? Underdog, Underdog, remember that? When Polly's in trouble, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away I go. Remember that? And I saw the word Shoeshine, and I immediately thought of Shoeshine Boy, which is what Underdog was when he wasn't a crime fighter. He was like the mild-mannered Shoeshine Boy, but then he took his super underdog pill and went around saving people. So I saw Shoeshine, jeez, and my brain kind of went nuts for a second. Anyway, that was the Dynastics here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and now we have Al Soika and the Orchestra of Men. It's not getting any smoother, is it? And this is the Polka. Right, there you go, Al Soika and the orchestra there. Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Hope you're having a good week. Hope you got a good week coming up ahead of you here. And glad you tuned in on your favorite station or internet thing or feed or podcast or download or wherever the heck you happen to be hearing the show every week. Glad you're along with us anyway. Now, you don't hear a lot of Lawrence Welk records played anymore. And I don't know why. The guy made a pile of great records. He had a long-living television show, ran for decades. One of the few places, really, where you could see great actual musicians and dancers and singers and stuff doing their thing. Larry gave a lot of people a great chance to showcase their talent to America. Lawrence Welk cut this record back in 1957. Here he is with the Julita Polka. Thank you. There you have it, Lawrence Welk. Back from 1957, the July to Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, if you remember back in the good old days of Shellac Records, I want to say 1946, but it could have been 1948. I get my eights and my sixes mixed up. I think they're in my head rattling around, and the eights and sixes, you know, kind of look the same. I don't know. But a guy, a jazz guy, he was a pianist and a band leader and a jazz guy named Stan Kenton, had a record called Artistry and Rhythm. And when I say had a record, I mean that loosely. It was a four-record set of 78 RPM records, and it was Artistry and Rhythm. And it was a very successful thing for him. And every time I see this record, I think of that. I think of Stan Kenton, and I think of Artistry and Rhythm, because this is John Cech and the Wisconsin Dutchman, and this is called Artistry in Polka. There you go. Was it Artistry and Polka? Yes, yes, I would say it was. John Cech and the Wisconsin Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, oh man, time is flying by in the show again this week. I got Marion Lush coming up here next. We're going to see if we can't squeak in something else after that. So hang on, but before we do any of that, we have to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can sneak into the show yet this week. I'm telling you, this show is going to be full. Here's Marion Lush. This is the Young Years Polka.
Na zdrowie, hey! Na zdrowie, chłopczyk!
There you go, Marion Lush here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And now if the disc jockey just shuts up and pushes this button, we can sneak in this Whoopi John record. Jam this show full. Holy cow. That was Whoopi John, by the way, and the On Our Front Porch Polka, as we have got this show chock full of music. Holy cow. We're like hit the limit here, folks. That's all we can fit in here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum. And I'm going to go find me a fedgicle. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!